there, boys and girls, fellow Slays and Slaylandia. How y'all doing? Out here at the farm again. Thought I'd pop on and talk about the World War III that's kicking off. Been kicking off since at least 2014, when the American government did a coup, threw over the democratically elected government over there and put this Zelensky Nazi fella in there. Now we've sent, what, $67 billion worth of equipment over there. And now guesstimates are about 40% of that's been sold to all over the world to whatever nut job military organization that you want to count on. Some of it going to ISIS, some of it going over into Poland, some of it going into wherever, all the stands and everything else. And then the military-industrial complex over here, the Raytheons and the Boeings and the whoever the hell else, General Dynamics, whoever it is that buys all this stuff, that produces all this stuff, well, they're cranking up. They say, man, I see dollar signs all over the place. Here, my county council chairman, Julian Burns, he works for BAE. And, boy, they're rolling with tanks and all kinds of stuff. So he's probably scooting in and out and making dirty deals all over the place. But what are we doing over there? We have no business over there. This thing's been going on for 300 years over in that place. We have nothing to gain from being over there. We got a lot to lose, blood and treasure. And now you got the 101st sitting there right on the border of Poland, exercising. They're ready to do battle at any time. What are we, crazy? What kind of idiots or psychopaths have we got running this place? Well, that's the same damn people that created this Rona virus thing and the shots and all that. You know, you see them all-cause mortality rates up 15-20% around the world. You know, you got people just suddenly dropping dead, you know, perfectly fine, and now they're suddenly dropping dead. What the hell, Bobby? And what do you do? What do you do? I mean, even if you stop paying your income tax, the government's going to borrow money from the Federal Reserve, who prints it out of thin air, which, by the by, creates inflation. And the price of everything goes up. So, what if we stop paying them? Are you calling out your politicians? I know it's getting time for the selection and everything, this wonderful selection, democracy, they call it, you know, representative democracy, a republic, if you can keep it. Well, if that's, hey, we long since lost the republic, if there ever really was one. There was a lot of moneyed interest when this constitution was formed. And the moneyed interest made money since before the ink was dry on the Constitution. So we're in a world of crap now. It's been building and building. It's a funny thing about government. The smallest government always ends up being the largest and most tyrannical government. We saw that in Rome. We've seen it in the United States. Look at our history. We started out with this little, small government. And look at it now. We've got government out of control. It doesn't matter what level you choose. And the worst part of it is when they took us off the gold standard and created this fiat dollar that's not based on anything, that they can print whatever they want. They can spend it on whatever they want. And what do they spend it on? Well, they spend it on indoctrinating your kids. They spend it on giving tax breaks to churches so they'll shut up and don't say anything about politics. They spend it on military all over the world. War, 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 war. Oh, we got to save them from communism, so we go kill some brown people over here and over yonder and all. And now they're going to save us from the Russians. And they're going to spend money and money and money, and they're going to send your kids to kill other kids. You can see it. You can smell it. You can taste it. And yet, nobody gives a damn. I see Barack Obama was heckled for on the war. We're seeing Democrat, we're seeing leftists, finally, the true leftists against wars, finally start to heckle these damn Democrats. Now the Republicans, for the most part, they're lost cause. Most part, Republicans support war. I don't care who it is. If you go around here right now, and all these rednecks and regular people around here, they don't want nothing to do with Ukraine. But you listen to those damn Republican politicians, and every damn one of them support it. Here in South Carolina, we got that damn flimsy damn Graham, warmonger from hell, supporting anything and everything to get us into a war with Russia. You see, Tim Scott, the token of South Carolina. You see Jim Clyburn. You see Ralph Norman. You see all these people. Anyway, who's the guy that said, you lie? You lie. Oh, I can't think of what. Alan Wilson's daddy. Alan Wilson's daddy, Alan Wilson, now he's a piece of shit to begin with. He's a graduate of the Aspen Institute, and if you don't know about the Aspen Institute is, might as well be, young global leaders training. Like Klaus Schwab says, young global leaders. Well, the Aspen Institute's like that. And Alan Wilson, the Attorney General in South Carolina, graduated the same time as Cory Booker. Now, those two played the part. Cory Booker's far left, and Alan Wilson is far right. But in general, they have the same philosophy of globalism, collectivism, and government control. Now, Alan Wilson is not a libertarian of any means. He doesn't want small government. He wants government in control of everything, just like Cory Booker does. So, are we headed into World War III? Oh, yeah. Can we stop it? I don't know. But if you speak out, if you're going to watch one of these political parasites and their campaign stump, ask them about the war. Do you support killing people all over the world? Do you support us spending billions and billions of dollars that we don't have to enrich the military-industrial complex and kill, murder people all over? Do you support Americans going over there to kill people and get killed? If you do, I want you out. I want you to grab a damn gun, fly your ass over to Ukraine, and you go kill people. Anyway, We're gonna walk around the farm for a bit. Such a beautiful day. The Lord has blessed us with a beautiful day. I don't see any chemtrails. I don't see anything today. Look at that, boys. There's a jet flying right there. You notice that? There ain't nothing behind him. Huh. Isn't that strange? So, anyway, just some thoughts. Thoughts of the big world. Till next time, guys. Peace.